Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, February the 9th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. It seems to me that there are some things that if you actually do think for yourself, there's only one conclusion that's reachable if you're thinking for yourself. So I was thinking about the pandemic early on. I was thinking about EMTs, nurses, doctors, police, the truckers who continued to cross the country and get food to our markets and products to our stores, and how we looked at those people as heroes. There were many hospitals that had signs outside of them that said, "Heroes work here." Because after all, those people who showed up for their jobs every day, who were in the thick of the contagion, before there was even a vaccine, those people helped the rest of us. They serviced the rest of us. They helped the rest of us get through an unanticipated situation, a crisis, however you want to describe it. Those people that I just named, the nurses, the doctors, firefighters, the police, the truckers, those are the people. Oh, the farmers, those are the people who continued to do what they do so that we could somehow muddle our way through a very extraordinary situation. And they were our heroes. Now, suddenly, those people are being fired, are being ostracized, are being called terrorists because they don't want any more restrictions. They want the nonsense to be over. The statistics and the data indicate that the virus is pretty much behind us in terms of its fatality quotient. And yet, governments among men continue to try to keep everyone under control, under their thumb, and worse, children, masking children. I'll get to that in a moment. But let me back up talking about those heroes. Doctors and nurses are being fired for refusing to take the jab. Even at this late stage in the game, which is really the end game, in California, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors just voted 4-0 today to allow up to 4,000 police, LAPD, to be fired for refusing to take the vaccine. This is in contradiction to Sheriff Villanueva, who is the LA sheriff, who refused to enforce the mandates against not only his own police force, but also against private businesses who wouldn't comply with mask mandates. As for the truckers, they're now being called terrorists. What are the truckers doing? The truckers are like the valve on a pot of tea that lets the steam out. There was just so much pressure that has built up within our society because of the way we were treated and corralled, because of what has happened to wages and jobs and families, relationships, the suicide rate, the incidence of anxiety and depression, the drug escalation due to the southern border. Because of all of this, people have had enough. And somewhere, somehow, steam had to be released. And that's what the truckers in Canada have effectively done. And it will spread. It will spread to this country. It has already spread to countries in Europe. They have stood up and said, yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to cost us. Diesel fuel for their trucks is double what it was when Trump was president. Not giving credit to Trump in this podcast, just referencing a point in time compared to the point in time now. And of course, back then we had the XL pipeline open and now we don't. Back then we were energy independent and now we're not. Those truckers are losing wages in terms of hauling. They're losing revenue. They're paying double for their fuel than they were 2 years ago. But they are standing for something. They are reminding us, even though they're in Canada, they are reminding us who we are as Americans. I hope there are enough of us to remember who we were and hopefully who we still are as Americans. You know, I mentioned earlier about the masks as well, the mask mandates. Stacey Abrams, who ran for the governorship in the state of Georgia and lost, who refused to concede, she's a Democrat, who refused to concede, who said it was an illegal and a fraudulent election. Sound familiar? It's kind of what Trump did, right? Only she's some kind of a hero. Stacey Abrams showed up this week in photos, which she posted to her Facebook page, but then immediately took down once the backlash started. She went to an elementary school, and all of the children had to be masked, and the teachers had to be masked, but Stacey Abrams wasn't. Now, Stacey Abrams is Black, and she's obese. If you're Black and you're obese, and I don't know what other comorbidities she may have, you are at a much higher risk for COVID than otherwise. You're in one of the high-risk groups. You've got two things going against you there, your race and your obesity. But the arrogance of her to show up and make children who have a less than one half of one, I think it's 0.1% of contracting COVID, to make them wear masks, to cause little children to have warped social interactions because of these stupid masks, and to show up and take photo ops with you grinning from ear to ear in all of your obesity, while those children are like little prisoners behind those pieces of cloth, is so hypocritical. But it's more than that. It's an arrogance that says, just like Justin Trudeau, who has been seen in blackface I don't know how many times, or all of the political people and all of the rich and famous who don't wear their masks when they think no one is looking, or sometimes even when they're looking. I remember that I saw Nancy Pelosi performed a wedding for, I can't remember which heiress, but the waiters at the wedding and the waitresses at the wedding, everyone was masked who was serving, but the guests weren't masked. Nancy Pelosi wasn't masked. The heiress wasn't masked. It's so insane to me that there are, again, if you think for yourself, it just doesn't add up. If you can get the vaccine and still get the virus and still communicate the virus, it just doesn't add up. You know, I saw a meme the other day. I think it was a meme or maybe I saw it in a cartoon. I'm not sure. Someone sent it to me and it said this: mask wearing is an IQ test. And I laughed when I saw it because, quite honestly, unless you're wearing an N95, it absolutely is an IQ test, because there is no mask cloth, even the surgical masks, the blue ones or whatever color is in fashion this week, the homemade stuff, none of it works. There are people out there still wearing it. There are people wearing those masks riding alone in their cars. There are people wearing those masks walking on the street outdoor in perfectly fresh air when they are not exposed to COVID. There's something really wrong, not only with the I will comply mentality, but in the price that people are paying for that mentality. The price truly is freedom. And if now the truckers of Canada are inspiring the truckers of the United States, and if we're going to get a convoy crossing our country, heading to our capital, and I question whether we'll even need it, because I'm pretty certain in the next few days the president is going to end all of this nonsense, at least end it in a significant way, because they realize, the administration realizes, the Faucis and those who have inflicted this upon us realize that people are fed up and they've had enough. And because there's an election coming up in November where they already believe they're going to get slaughtered, they can't afford to keep this hammer down much longer because it will be their undoing. And rightfully so. But it takes two. It takes an oppressor and it takes a willing victim. You know, I did divorce law for 15 years, and I saw marriages where there was abuse in the marriage. But it takes two, as I said. You have to allow yourself to be abused in order for an abuser to be effective. And I realize, I have compassion. I realize there are people who cannot get out of abusive situations because of whatever their own insecurities are. But as a nation, we cannot afford to continue to allow ourselves to be abused, because whatever price we will pay for standing up for what we believe in, for refusing to comply any longer, for demanding that people be held accountable, that you cannot, even if you allowed your own son to become a crackhead, even if you turned a blind eye to his addictions, you can't make crack pipes available using U.S. tax dollars. There's something really perverse about what's going on. And it's gotten so absurd only because we've allowed it to get to this point. This president did what he did, indicating that he's going to provide clean needles and crack pipes and God knows what else to addicts. It's only possible because there have been so many steps along the way when we were silent, when we said nothing. I often quote Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran pastor who took on or tried to take on Hitler. And one of the things he said is, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself." We cannot be silent. You've got to find the bone you want to pick and pick it. You've got to find the fight you want to fight and fight it. It may be as local as your, it may be as local as your small town mayor. It may be as local as your school board. It may be as local as, I'm not using Verizon anymore because I don't want my portion of my bill to go to Planned Parenthood. You have to do something. You can vote with your mouth, you can vote with your purse, you can vote with where you refuse to put your energy, and you can vote with your unwillingness to comply. Bullies only succeed. You know, I have a cat. He's a wonderful, funny, active. He's one of these cats. He could be on Instagram and he could have a following. He's really very funny, but he's a bully. But he only bullies things smaller than himself. He'll bully another cat if it's smaller. He'll bully, he'll go after, as he should, a mouse or a squirrel. But another cat who comes back at him, or a dog, or anything that's larger than him, or even something his own size that fights back, he turns and runs the other way. Because he's a bully. He's a good-hearted bully, but he's a bully nonetheless. And it doesn't change if you jump species. Human bullies are exactly the same way. Our government has become a bully. The media has become a bully. Even tech and their CEOs deciding they can censor and cancel have become bullies. They only get to continue if we allow them. They only get to continue if we don't stand. They only get to continue if we remain silent. The Constitution begins, "We the people," in order to form a more perfect union. They weren't trying to form a perfect union. We're not perfect, and neither were they. They were trying to form one that was more perfect than what they had left. And it was we the people who had to do it. They knew it, and they did it. They picked up the mantle of their time and they said, "We the people." And in so doing, they formed extremely limited government. because they had left unchecked authoritarianism. We have to remember that we too are we the people. And whether it's the truckers or anyone else who has the courage to stand up and say no, those will be the people that will lead us out of this darkness. You know, I did another podcast on courage, and I made the distinction between courage and fear. Fear infects you as an individual. It's something you experience within yourself. But courage is contagious. It's something that can go from person to person. And we just need people to stand and show us what it looks like. That's what the truckers in Ottawa have done. They have let off steam for all of us. They have stood in the face of evil and refused to be silent. They have set an example for all of us for what we the people can do when we remember who we are. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for listening. I'll be back here again on Friday. And until then, remember, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.